The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Many of you will have seen this press conference last night where Cristiano Ronaldo, the Portuguese football player, removed two bottles of Coca-Cola that were beside his seat on the table in front of him at the press conference. He held up a bottle of water to the camera and he shouted "Aqua" into the microphone. What followed was a $4 billion fall in the value of Coca-Cola. So south went the share price. Well, Jill Downing is the managing director of Core Sponsorship and joins me now. Jill, there's a couple of interesting threads to this because I know Paul Pogba as well moved a bottle of Heineken away from his desk at a later press conference. And let's start with that. This idea of alcoholic beverages and sugary soft drinks being beside these sports stars after they come off the pitch, it does seem a bit anachronistic, does it?
Yeah, and I think one of the issues, I guess, that everyone's facing right now in relation to this specific incident is that, you know, it does feel a little unnatural to see bottles placed in a live environment like a press conference. And I think that for us, I mean, we've had a lot of chat about this in our own team in the last couple of days. That seems to be the most surprising thing from two very sophisticated sponsors, actually, in Coca-Cola and Heineken, who have, you know, a long history of association with big tournaments like this and have, you know, done a great job in their associations along the way, arguably. I mean, let's face it, I'm a sponsorship expert or a sponsor practitioner. So I'm obviously a pro sponsorship, but I also believe in it being done in, you know, a correct and authentic way. And I think this feels wrong. And if it, you know, it looks a little wrong, it feels a little wrong. And when that's the case, something is invariably going to go wrong too. But I, you know, I do think that there's a great place for Coke and Heineken in the enjoyment of a tournament like this. But I just don't think the press conference table is it, to be honest.
And has it, or is it a case that what the audience has just moved on and is more sophisticated, or how do you get that message out there? I suppose that you want people to be open to enjoying Coke or Heineken or anything else during a tournament, but not do it in such a clunky way.
Yeah, well, we would always advise sponsors to leverage their association in a way that adds value to the fan experience. So, you know, that's it. There needs to be a great understanding of, you know, the passion of the fan, what they're looking forward to, what they want, and how you can augment that experience. And when you get that right, you can actually do really well out of your sponsorship activations. And fans love that. So I think it's just about maybe thinking a little bit deeper about the fan or the viewer's experience and what it might look like or feel like when you insert yourself into a place that just doesn't feel that natural, I guess.
Yeah. Do you know what? And sorry to cut across you, Jill. Do you know what feels really unnatural? The Heineken star of the match. I mean, my God.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm absolutely a fan of, you know, getting commercial return and proper brand exposure for your brand, leveraging your association properly.
I don't mind that the Man of the Match Award is sponsored, but it's a Man of the Match Award.
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you on that. I think that it goes back to understanding what the fans call it the Man of the Match. That's what it is. And you have to be mindful that if you're going to tamper with something that's, you know, an intrinsic part of the football experience, there needs to be a really good reason for that. And I just, Budweiser do the same with the King of the Match. It's quite an American tactic. And the commercialization of sport, I suppose, is further along there. But going back to a point you made just a few minutes ago, I think that even though tactics like product placement on, you know, on tables seems like an old fashioned way of activating sponsorship, it seems to be creeping back in and it seems to be being more normalised in certain situations. And I think, I mean,
why is that?
I guess I have a few theories on it. I don't know for sure, but one of my theories is that in a post-COVID world, with a clawback of value, I think UEFA and other rights holders are under pressure to give sponsors back more value. Sponsors have been very patient. There's huge pressure on companies now to maximise the return on any investment, and sponsorship is no different. So I wonder, is that maybe putting some pressure on the choices? And maybe if... if they had their time over again, of course, they might think differently about it. Now, Coke will live to fight another day. Yeah. It's not going to destroy a big brand like Coke. But like, if you think back, their history is over four decades with UEFA and with football. It's a really rich history of sharing joyful experiences. Mm. And I do feel that that's their role, and that's what they play. I mean, I always think about the Roger Miller ad, for example. I don't know if you remember that in 2010, but it was gorgeous expression of how different footballers celebrate goals, and it really played into what fans love about the brand and about joyful experiences. So, you know, I think the other thing that really strikes me about it is who's advising them from a risk assessment perspective. I think you need to have a better mitigation of risk in a live environment, you know.
Can I ask you as well about another fascinating thread to this, which is just the ability of these stars to impact share price. I mean, the 4 billion euro being wiped off the value of Coke, as you said, listen, Coke will live to fight another day, that some of that has already been made back. There has been a rebound. But all of this reminded me of one of the Jenners, I think, who on Twitter suggests that she never opened up Instagram, or was it Snapchat anymore? And suddenly Snapchat just became absolutely passé. Well over $1 billion wiped off the value of that company as well. They have such power, don't they?
They do. I mean, they're brands in their own right as well, you see. And they're also media channels in their own right, which is the interesting thing, because they've, you know, millions of followers on social media platforms. So, before brands used to try and get exposure through TV channels in the same way, they can actually get that through player endorsements, and anti-endorsements, I suppose, can work in the opposite way too for brands. I mean, but like Ronaldo is the biggest star in the world. Arguably, he's about to break all kinds of records at this tournament. And, you know, he knows his value.
He has nearly a third of a billion followers on Instagram.
I know, it's insane. Like, he really is just, he has incredible power. But there are, I mean, you mentioned the Jenners. There are certainly stars like Ronaldo, even in more locally, you know, Roy Keane, no matter what he says, it just blows up on Twitter in Ireland, if you ask me. So there are certain stars that just attract this sort of, I mean, we could all argue this is being blown out of proportion. Like, there's much more important things to be talking about. And it's actually taking away a little bit from the football and the tournament so far, which I feel has been really enjoyable. But I do think, like, it is, you're right, it goes to the power of the athlete now is massive. And that's because they're operating on many levels. They're not just a star in their sport, but they're a media channel. They are a brand in their own right. They have huge value. And he knows, if he sits in front of two bottles of Coke, that it's a form of endorsement, and he's not okay with that, unless he has either a commercial arrangement or it is a brand that he feels is in line with his values. And in a way, he has that right, I guess. But, you know, it does, I think, Portugal will get wrapped on their knuckles, because it is actually, a breach of the contract of the tournament from a national team perspective. But he's just bigger than that.
Well, much like Cristiano Ronaldo will live to fight another day. Jill, listen, it was really interesting. Jill Downing is Managing Director of Core Sponsorship.